People of Malkin Ball, we are gathered here today among friends and the like-minded to celebrate collective creativity, to celebrate that thing inside us which inspires us to bring something out of nothing and which motivates us to share it with others that they too might be inspired in turn. We are a perpetual motion machine of culture. We have gathered here the people who would rather share their creations than simply take in the prepackaged culture trough mass media provides us to feed from. We have gathered here the people who choose to invest volunteer hours in this event rather than to watch the world progress beyond them, losing contact with friends and family while studying the false lives of false people. They give nothing back to the system beyond their lowest common denominator stamp of approval. They create nothing. They are nothing. They look like us. They walk like us. And some of us have even lived their lives temporarily. But it is not clear that we are different breeds. Is it fair that our tax dollars subsidize their state-sanctioned brainwashing? Is it not clear that a nation cannot exist in harmony, containing those who merely live life and those of us who choose to live larger than life? One side invariably suffers beneath the domination of the others. We have gathered here a concentration of those fortunate enough to dream and brave enough to realize our dreams. A community not merely of visionaries, but of those who pour the stuff of dreams into the molds of words, who carve it into the freedom of lines, curves, color, who smear it into a conspiracy of sound. I have a dream that I will one day exist in a nation of artists, united under the muses, where every exchange will be meaningful and be between unique individuals. We will not have conversations, but collaborative poems. Our currency will be charcoal sketches, melody, and haiku. Freedom of expression will be a responsibility to exercise, not a right, and everyone will have thoughts worth sharing. This dream is one we are all sharing. You are all its principles, and I am only its perspective. This is ground zero. This is where the land of fantasy and reality overlap. That is why this must be the first step. This must be the starting point. Stanley Park will be seized by the artists, and Malkin Bull will be the seat of power of this new state. The whales in the aquarium will be set free, and the Lion's Gate crossing will be driven beneath our feet, an underground highway for the passage of slaves to the automobile. We will free the innocent gray squirrels from the oppression of the fascist black ones, and it will be safe to walk the seawall at night without fear of being assaulted by anything more dangerous than an eight-piece jazz combo. Instead of a flag, our emblem will be a tree that our ideals will be planted across the planet daily. Children will be our police, and Canada won't try to reclaim the land because their hands will be free of low-income artists and students. But the revolution will soon spread to every campus, park, and coffee house across the nation. Every concert hall will be an embassy, every artist a diplomat. And it all starts here. Not on this ground, but in your heads. Not every dream can be realized, and not every dream should be. But every dream can be shared, and as each of you ponders and imagines improvements and amendments to my dream, it will take life and become more than why one mind could ever have created. This is where my speech ends, but it continues in all of your heads, and by the time that ends, between us all, we will have solved all of the problems of the world. That is why it is vital that we meet again and regularly. Together, we will make the world tremble, dance, cry, and sing. It's only a matter of time. Remember that history will only remember the watched, but that it is made by the watchers. Either way, your participation is vital. I know why I am here. Do you know why you are? Think about it when you go home, or better, get up here and tell us why. Become the act that follows me.